listening to North Sound Racing Radio. Please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland and Tom Glitherow on North Sound 1380 KRKO Radio.
Kurt Busch up through the gearbox here at Atlanta Motor Speedway tries to pull away here from Carl Edwards, the guy making the move down on the inside. The first car, though, one lap down, Casey Kane.
Aggressive move by Kane. Slides to the inside of Juan Pablo Montoya. Montoya now in the middle of a three wide, up top in it. Phil Clintboyer followed by Jimmy Johnson running in the third and fourth position.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland and Tom Glitherow with you. Coming up next week, I want to kind of give you guys a heads up of what we got planned next week. A couple people that are involved with this show other than myself, and that's Sherry and Tom. They're going to put together a kind of a cool couple segment deal next week, and I want to kind of get you guys pre-warned about what we've got in mind. We're going to have a really neat discussion between Sherry, who's a real financial whiz and has sponsored race cars. Gosh, her family, the Berg family, has been involved in racing for a long time around the Pacific Northwest. And Tom's listened to a few sponsorship proposals over the years.
Good and bad.
Yeah, and so what we want to try and do is help you guys come up with some maybe unique ways to go out and get sponsorships for your teams and your cars. And we're going to ask and invite you to call in next week with some of your suggestions, things that have worked, things that haven't worked. And I think it's going to be pretty cool. So Sherry and Tom are going to work on that this week, and hopefully we'll come up with some unique and neat ways to get you guys some help out there so we can get more cars on the track. It is an absolute pleasure right now to welcome a young man whose name was brought up quite a bit last year on this show. Whenever we would speak to Naima Lang, whenever we'd speak to Jason Frazier, Lane Sunholm, everyone mentioned Tracy DeYoung as a huge help to their program. Tracy joins us. You hear everything over there okay, bud?
Yep.
All right. And this isn't your most comfortable thing to do, I know, so no. We'll take it real easy on you. But the promos that we run, I called Tracy up, and I think my exact statement to you was, I need a logo. I don't know what I want, but I do know I don't want checkered flags in it. And then you just kind of went off. How did you get started in this, Tracy?
Well, I've been doing it, basically drawing and, art since I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
And basically went to art school, and pretty much here I am.
Do you remember the time when you actually drew something and you thought, well, this looks pretty good, I could deal with this? How old were you?
Well, I remember giving my grandma pictures all the time when I was, 3 or 4 years old, probably.
Yeah. And just kept going with it. And
mm-hmm.
What other jobs have you done that hasn't kind of, you know, we all have jobs that we don't want to do. Did you ever have a job you didn't want to do just so you could kind of continue with this dream?
Not really.
I mean,
I got a job right out of school at Fishing and Hunting News magazine and worked there until basically it fell victim to the economy
mm-hmm.
This summer. And I've been doing lettering and graphics and stuff on the side for probably the same amount of time, and kind of just went right in full time to doing this. Mm-hmm.
Now you, in addition to coming up with logos, with you design a lot of race cars, cut the vinyl, apply it.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I know has been mentioned several times from people I've talked to is that, you know, if you need something done fast, call you, because you make it happen.
Yeah. You can pretty much call me at midnight, and if you need some numbers for the next day, we'll make it happen.
I saw a couple of cars that you did. I saw some of pictures of both Tom Hughes and Tom Matthews, and I got to tell you, the best-looking race cars they ever have. And hopefully, with Matthews, you better get a lot of vinyl, because he has a tendency to tear that stuff off. But how long does it take, from start to finish? You start the concept of what you want to do, and I don't know how you do it, because I can't do a straight line with a ruler, but give us a little rundown, you know, timeline of how long it takes, and by the time you finally end up with a finished product.
It depends. I mean, if you want a full deal, design from concept to the end, I mean, It could take a week. It could take 2 weeks. It depends on how many changes the sponsors want or the driver wants.
Are you doing any of the full body wraps that they're starting to do more of all the time?
Not really. That's something I'm hoping to get into soon, but right now just not the means to do it. And
I mean, those body wraps are absolutely phenomenal.
They
can do and how much more vivid it makes everything look. And I've been in the Midwest, and some of those guys are doing them. You can't afford to paint those cars for what they're getting, you know. And the neat part about it is, if you wreck it, you just take a piece. And I mean, I couldn't do it, but it's pretty cool stuff.
I'm in the process of designing a couple for some tow trucks, out in Monroe for Fisher's Towing. So those will be around pretty soon. But I won't be actually printing them, but mm-hmm. it's going to go to some place and they're going to get done.
That'll be cool to see.
Oh, it would. You did an absolute... Everyone I've shown this logo to has just been knocked out by it. You did an outstanding job. And where you're just going to keep grinding away at DeYoung Inc. and trying to do you know, as good as you can, because, like you said, this economy is not the funnest. But if you're really talented like you are, it'll come.
Pretty much. It's just trying to keep at it and keep ahead of everybody else. And, you know, it's kind of tough right now, but
yeah.
Especially starting off in, you know, in the situation I was. But I mean, I had a lot of loyal, you know, drivers and beforehand. So it's working out so far.
Now, I remember, oh gosh, how long was this? Probably 5 or 6 years ago. For those of you who don't know, Tracy's brother raced out at Evergreen for quite a while, Bobby DeYoung, the big boy. And you got behind the wheel of his mini stock a couple times, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, down at Spanaway.
And yeah, still got the
Port
itch?
Angeles. Always, that's why I go in the pits.
Yeah. Whose cars are you going to be working on this year? You've got, obviously, Nama and Jason, and I don't know what, Lane was barking at me about having to go through a whole design change now. And
yeah, I've got a bunch in the works. Rod Helmuth, I got a bunch of stuff for him going on. Dale Krager, Mark Whedon. Chris and Mindy,
mm-hmm.
a few others. I've done a couple push trucks so far this year that you guys will see out there. Mm-hmm. They turned out pretty good.
Yeah. So. What would be like the ultimate job for you to do?
Wow.
The one where you would say, wow, this is really what, you know, so somebody would say, you know, I imagine these guys pretty much give you free rein to do whatever you want to do. I mean, obviously they respect your talent, but that one flame job or anything like that.
Maybe your truck, Steve.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
That would be the ultimate.
Yeah.
That'd be the ultimate challenge.
It would. I'll throw him the keys right now. He can have that thing for as long as he wants. They can have a Speed Channel 12-show documentary on getting that thing fixed up. But the reason I wanted to have Tracy on is to publicly thank him for the job he did for us, because he just knocked it out of the park. And, you know, you're going to be hearing his name all season long here on our show and all the NASCAR broadcasts. And I wanted to bring you in and thank you for doing what you did, man. It was really cool.
Sure. Thank you.
And you can also get a hold of Tracy. Check out his website, DeYoung Inc., DeYoungInc.com. And it's got a lot of his pencil drawings in there and some race cars and stuff that he's put on, so definitely check them out. And let's get your phone number out there too, huh?
425-319-0726.
Very cool. Tracy DeYoung of DeYoung Inc. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's over.
Woo!
So that was Tracy DeYoung. We've got Seth Bergman out in the hallway, and we still got some time. We're going to talk to Larry Bertrand and Jay Livingstone, and then Tom and I will probably try and solve all the problems of the world when we come back. This is my son's band. One time.
Nice.
Yeah, real cool. So this is North Sound Racing. Tom Glithrow and Steve Martin with you. Seth Bergman when we come back.
Stay tuned for more North Sound Racing with Steve Martland and Tom Glithrow.
Come on, let the fuse blow between the stories in the